That's right. You know who it is, man. It is Second Date Update, and this is the Streets Morning Takeover, brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Hey, how y'all doing, man? My name's Rico.
Hey, what's up,
Rico?
How you doing?
How you doing, babe?
Well, I'm having a little situation this morning. Me and my girl, we've been going out for a little minute now, and, you know, me and my homie, we're real close. So, you know, we go out as a unit, and her and him don't really get along too much. They beefing all the time. So one night we got a little buzz, and a little situation popped off, and things got a little physical between Trevor and my girl. And I guess she felt like I wasn't there to defend her, but I feel like in a sense she was kind of wrong. I mean, he was wrong as well, but at the same time, I'm caught in a situation where that's my homie. He's been my A1 day one. And that's my girl, but she was kind of wrong in the situation, but he still put her hands on her. And I just want to explain to her that I understand the situation. I still love her, but in a sense, she was kind of wrong for how it escalated.
Rico, I've got so many questions. How physical did it actually get? What do you mean?
I mean, he kind of like shook her life away, you know. He kind of grabbed her on the shoulders and just shook her up, tossed her around a little bit.
Wait. Lord. Your homie grabbed your lady. Your lady. Yes. Started shaking your lady. And what you do?
I mean, it kind of caught me off guard. You know, it was early. He and the crib. I didn't really know how to react to it.
Wow.
I was kind of caught in the middle. That's my homie. That's my girl. It just happened so fast.
I bet y'all ain't had sex since that happened, have you?
Not if he calling us.
Hell no. I can't even get in touch with her. If I could redo everything, you know, I wouldn't let it escalate that far. As soon as she started putting her hands in his face, I would have just stopped it from there.
Okay. Well, hey, man, sometimes people do react very late to things, especially when you're shocked. But this is what we're going to do. We're going to get her on the phone and see how she reacts to, you know, what happened in the situation. We're going to find out, man. We're going to get to the bottom of this. Don't say nothing, though, all right?
Until
we bring you in.
Okay.
Now, what's your lady name, Rico?
Alicia.
Alicia. All right.
Ooh, Lord. Now, yeah, I know.
She over. She is not rocking with him.
But at the same time, I've been in a situation where I'm like, if you don't get this old bum dude away from you, nah, ain't nobody ever touched me.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Alicia, please?
This is her.
Good morning, Alicia. Do you have a few minutes to talk?
Yeah, I'm at work. Who's this?
Okay, look, this is the Streets Morning Takeover, Young Job. Mo Quick and Shouter, baby.
Good morning.
We got a segment on the show called Second Date Update, Alicia, and you are the star of the show. You got a few minutes to talk?
We'll be real quick. We know you at work, girl.
Okay, yeah.
We got a call from a guy who says that he's been looking for you. We do a feature called Second Date Update, and we're just trying to patch some things together. Hopefully, we can get y'all back on the same page.
Are you familiar with a young man by the name of Rico?
Yes, I am.
You are. What's y'all relationship? What's y'all status at this moment? What's your relationship?
We were dating, and it really didn't work out because he just got some stupid people around him. Yeah, so basically, the last time we were together, me, him, and his whack friend was chilling, you know, our normal, you know, I really can't stand the dude, but, you know, I just deal with him because that's my man's friend, you know. And he had, you know, we got a little drunk, whatever, you know, we were drinking everything, but he never has money. Like, every time we go do something, like, I'm footing a bill, you know what I mean? He, like, nudging me, like, come on, man, this my man. I don't, you know, it's just too much for me. So, long story short, we was in the house, and, you know, he was just being extra, and I was over it. So I was just like, yo, like, your man is blah, blah, blah. I just started going off on him. And this dude grabbed me and, like, was shaking me up, and my man ain't do nothing.
Oh.
He was just sitting there with the dog face.
Okay. And you know what? That's sort of the story we heard as well. Alicia, I definitely don't condone anybody putting anybody's hand on anybody for whatever reason. But Rico really just wants to sort of talk to you and let you know that he understands that he was wrong. Are you willing to hear him out?
I mean, I really don't even want to talk to him more like that. He's extra. Like, you don't just let somebody touch, you know what I mean, your girl. Like, who does that? Like,
you're right. You don't just let somebody touch your girl. And you don't just let somebody call your girl without you being on the phone, because he on the phone.
We sorry, girl.
Hey, look, listen. I've been trying to talk to you. You know, this is the only way I could do it. So I don't explain to you. Like, I still love you. You already know that. But it kind of caught me off guard with the situation, and I apologize. And if I could redo it, I definitely wouldn't have let it escalate that far, you know?
I just feel like you could have easily, like, you've seen it get heated. Why did you just say something to him? Like, why you even let it go that far?
I mean, it caught me off guard. You know, that's my homie. He always around. I didn't think he was just going to, like, snap on him like that. So it kind of caught me off guard. It happened so fast, and then he left out. you left out it. I didn't really know what to do. You know what I mean? If I could redo it, I definitely wouldn't let it get that far.
Well, I really don't like him. So I'm just saying, like, I really don't want to deal with him. And if that's your boy, then I get it. You know what I mean? You choose your boy over your girl, that's cool. Go ahead.
I understand. I mean, it's not even like that. Like, you my girl, that's my homie. So I already had a conversation with him. Like, that'll never happen again. I promise you that.
So Rico,
you shook him. Did you shake him like he shook me? Because that's not cool.
Sure, and I understand that. But at the same time, she's going to put me in a situation where I'm going to have to knock a lot of people out a lot of times. But, you know, I'm willing.
Oh, well,
I already checked my homie.
Then don't bring nobody around me. That's going to be extra.
Oh,
you
I see future
extra.
Problems.
I see problems.
But at the same time, I don't want to be in a relationship where I'm going to have to fight everybody every 5 seconds because you can't
control
yourself.
You're not going to have to fight everybody. Just get your bum friend. Keep your bum friend away from me. How about
hell,
that?
Y'all about to fight right now.
So what is going to be? Y'all going to get back together or we finna let the city laugh at y'all?
I mean, I'm willing to put all that aside. Now, I mean, I want to be with my lady. She comes first, so.
Okay.
But at the same time, we got to compromise. She can work on her attitude.
Hey, man.
I make sure everything goes smooth.
All right, yeah, just don't say nothing too much. Just let it ride out. At least you get back with it. What you going to do, baby? Y'all good? Y'all going to work it out?
He can get a second chance, but I promise it's not going to happen the same.
Wow. I bet nobody been that elf with y'all. Are you going to do something, ain't you?
Well, both of y'all sound unstable.
Well, it sounds to me, I'm just going to rule it in the favor of both of y'all. It sounds like y'all both want to do something with each other. Y'all ain't trying to compromise, but y'all going to do it to get this $100 on behalf of 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. We're going to hook y'all up with this $100, man. And the city of Atlanta about to talk about y'all's situation, man. They happy y'all got back together, too, I'm sure. So call us up, 844-352-0945. Let's talk about this second aid update. Keep it where you got it. We're number one in the streets.